Sean Kavanagh storming through. Sean Kavanagh's in front of goals. Sean Kavanagh's shot. It's Sean Kavanagh scores for Tyrone. Two or three men inside. The ball comes across to McMahon. It's a goal for Joe McMahon. Davy Hart's gone through in front of goal. Davy Hart's shot. A goal for Davy Hart.
The goals there, it beat Dublin in 2008 in a reenlarged quarter final. Tyrone could do with a couple of those scores this afternoon as they go head to head with the Pat Gilroy vintage of the Dubs, with a place in the last four up for grabs, with Cork or Roscommon waiting in the wings. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart is positive Tyrone will have no fear going into this afternoon's encounter.
No, we wouldn't expect to go in with any fear, but at the same time we'd have to go in with a great amount of caution, because the most recent encounter we had with them was at Omagh in our last league game, and we needed to win to survive, and they were qualified almost for the league final, only put out on score difference. So our latest encounter is one that they'll be quite happy with, and we realise this is a different team perhaps than we've played in either 05 or 08, you know, so we need to be ready for the new challenge, and if we are, then I think we should be good enough to do it.
The last time the sides did meet in the quarter final produced those goals that we heard at the start. Tyrone perhaps will have to be at their best again this afternoon. This time it's role reversal, with the Dubs very much the underdogs.
We performed very well that day. Probably didn't start so brightly for the first 8 or 10 minutes. Dublin were very much in the game, missed a few important scores themselves, and then we completely took over. But again, the whole roles are reversed this time round. We were very much the underdogs coming in there. Dublin had been the form team. We were struggling through the qualifiers, and suddenly we came of age, if you like, that day. So, you know, kind of roles are reversed here. It's we are the champions this time of our province. Dublin have come in through the qualifiers. Okay, performance is decent, but not, you know, setting the world alight. So we have to be very careful that they don't turn the tables on us, just like we did on them in 2008.
There's always something special about a Tyrone-Dublin meeting, and there's been plenty of them in the past couple of years. Played 10, Tyrone have won 6, drew 1, and lost 3.
Yeah, we're very fortunate actually to have met Dublin on so many occasions in the last 5 or 6 years on big events, if you like, big games, a lot of them in Croke Park. Dublin crowd bring something special to it. I've often likened it to the fact that it's as near to the All-Ireland final atmosphere as you'll get without actually ever being in the final. And, you know, that's been good for us, good for our players, the experience of that alone. And if we can, you know, use the experience we've gained over the last number of years and be ready for what to expect there, and some new players maybe will be their first taste of this actual experience, well, that can only be good for our players as they move on into the future.
There's been a sense of improvement by Tyrone since the National League campaign. Ulster Championship victories over Antrim, Down, and the final victory over Monaghan have seen Tyrone on the rise.
Well, we hope so. You see, you're always only one game away from something totally different. You know, we build and we think we're getting good. We thought that last year as well. We had a good campaign in Ulster. Then, when on reflection, people say maybe we weren't tested enough, and we struggled a bit against Kildare, and then lost out to Cork in the semi-final. So, you know, you can't depend on previous trends to say what's happening now. All we know is that we won our way through Ulster. It probably was a progressive campaign this year with the Antrim game, maybe a little bit better in the Down game, and perhaps a bit better in the Monaghan game. But we still have plenty to work on, plenty to improve, and if we can add a bit of value and quality to what we have done to date, then we should be a match for Dublin. But we have to do that. We have to get better, and if we can get better progressively, then that was what we'd like to do and take ourselves to a semi-final.
Dublin are a changed side indeed, and Pat Gilroy has brought something special to the table. There's a sense of perhaps expectation now with the Dubs.
Without a doubt, I suppose a lot of strange names when we saw them come out in the National League this year. They were fielding a team that many people had never recognised those names before, but as the season went on, then people began to appreciate those names and why they were there, and they actually carried them through most of the league. There's been a bit of change and after that, where they reintroduced some of their established names, and I suppose there's a bit of flux, a state of flux there at the moment, where in and out, you know, they have been this last while. But I think he's got a good blend now. He's got a blend of real hard work and new faces, if you like, who have nothing to lose and everything to gain, and yet he has still got the experience and quality of these players who were there for a number of years holding down first team places, and he can call on them and does and has done throughout the campaign. So there's definitely a very potent mix there that we have to be ready to deal with.
Stephen O'Neill is back in the reckoning for Tyrone as well. He takes a place in the bench along with Enda McGinley, but Tommy McGuigan misses out.
Yeah, Tommy McGuigan's had a problem with his knee for a while now, and he's been having treatment on it, and it still continues to give him trouble, so he might need a little bit of surgery on it, and whether that can be fitted in at this time or not is not fully we're not fully sure yet at the moment, but it is hampering his ability to train, and that's unfortunate for Tommy. But I suppose on the good news on the other side of that is that Stephen O'Neill has trained now for the last two or three sessions, which he hadn't been able to do since the Down game, and certainly not any sessions prior to the Monaghan game. So that's encouraging on the other side. So it's what we've been through this year. We gain something and we lose something, but at the same time, we have a lot of players available to us, and we'd be happy overall.
And the experienced players could play a vital part on Saturday afternoon.
Well, of course they will, and they always do. I think that's something that's often overlooked. You can't buy the experience that our players have. A lot of these players have been around for 6, 7, 8 years or more, around the top table, gaining experience every year, being in tight corners, so to speak, and working their way out of it. Of course, they've had days when they lost as well, and maybe they're as good a day as any to learn from. So I think there's a lot of experience, a lot of learning within the squad, and a lot of ambition within the squad. And, you know, if we can get the old head, so to speak, to carry on and create a new place for some of the new and younger players, then that's what we want to be about. We want to be about continuing the kind of progress that Tyrone have made over the last 7, 8, 9 years.
And talk of that progress, of course, is very evident today as the Miners play at 12 noon.
You know, people often think that's just a sort of a sideshow, but it's very, very important. I think it's so important, it has been so important to the success of the current Tyrone squad, that these players have been successful at Minor and some of them at under 21 level as well, where they continue to become winners, where they know what it's like to win at that level, and it gives them a whole lot of confidence that they wouldn't otherwise have. And I think it's fantastic every time that the Tyrone team wins an Ulster title. I think that's great for the future, and we've been blessed over the last decade with minor teams being very successful, and hopefully that will continue.